Let's read together 2 Samuel chapter 22. This chapter is a hymn of praise by David for the Lord's deliverance from his enemies and from the threats and attacks of King Saul. Let's begin by reading the first 20 verses. 2 Samuel chapter 22, beginning at verse 1. Then David spoke to the Lord the words of this song on the day when the Lord had delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. And he said, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, the God of my strength in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Savior, you saved me from violence. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. When the waves of death surrounded me, the floods of ungodliness made me afraid. The sorrows of Sheol surrounded me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress I called upon the Lord and cried out to my God. He heard my voice from his temple, and my cry entered his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations of heaven quaked and were shaken because he was angry. Smoke went up from his nostrils and devouring fire from his mouth. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down with darkness under his feet. He rode upon a cherub and flew, and he was seen upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness canopies around him, dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. From the brightness before him, coals of fire were kindled. The Lord thundered from heaven, and the Most High uttered his voice. He sent out arrows and scattered them, lightning bolts, and he vanquished them. Then the channels of the sea were seen. The foundations of the world were uncovered at the rebuke of the Lord, at the blast of the breath of his nostrils. He sent from above. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy, from those who hated me, for they were too strong for me. They confronted me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my support. He also brought me out into a broad place. He delivered me because he delighted in me." Let's begin our study of this chapter, 2 Samuel chapter 22, with some background notes. The first thing we notice about this song of David here in 2 Samuel chapter 22 is that it is almost identical to Psalm 18. In fact, if you compare this chapter with Psalm 18, you will find a number of verses that are exactly the same. Notice that Psalm 18 only has 50 verses, while 2 Samuel chapter 22 here has 51 verses. How come? It is because the title of Psalm 18 is verse 1 of 2 Samuel chapter 22. Now, another important point we should keep in mind when we compare Psalm 18 with 2 Samuel chapter 22 is that Psalm 18 is a messianic psalm. That is, many verses in the psalm go beyond the experiences of David and look forward to the greater son of David, namely the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, it stands to reason that the same is true of 2 Samuel chapter 22. That is, this song of David is prophetic of the coming Messiah as well as being the inspired record of David's experiences. For example, in verse 50 we read, "Therefore I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the Gentiles, and sing praises to your name." This is not only David's personal testimony of praise, but it is also quoted in Romans chapter 15, verse 9, as a testimony of Christ himself. Now, in our doctrinal points, we will be emphasizing David's praise to the Lord in view of his own experiences and how they apply to us. But keep in mind that many of these praises look beyond David and his experiences to our Lord himself. So that brings us to our doctrinal points for 2 Samuel chapter 22. Doctrinal point number one, believers should praise the Lord for his deliverance. Believers should praise the Lord for his deliverance. Verses 1 through 20, the verses that we just read. David was able to say that the Lord was his rock and shield and fortress and horn of salvation. Verse 3. The horns of animals, as you know, are used for protection and defense. David looked to the Lord for his protection and defense and solid foundation on which to depend for deliverance. What about us? Is the Lord our rock and fortress and security? Or are we looking to our financial investments and bank accounts for deliverance in the day of trouble? In verse 5 and following, David senses that death is rapidly closing in on him. But in his distress, David prayed to the Lord, and the Lord heard his cry for help. Verse 7. Let me ask you, does the Lord hear our prayers when we cry to him for help? Of course he does, whether we're aware of it or not. And God not only hears our prayers for help, but he delivers us. Notice in verses 8 and 9 that the Lord was angry with the forces that were against David, and that would include satanic forces. We see in these verses before us that God used the forces of nature, including the wind and the weather, to bring about his deliverance. God always delivers his people when they cry to him for help. It may be from death, as it was here in the case of David, or it may be through death, as it was in the case of our Lord himself. Believers should praise the Lord for his deliverance. Doctrinal point number 2. Believers should praise the Lord for his principles. Believers should praise the Lord for his principles. Verses 21 through 28. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands, he has recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments were before me. And as for his statutes, I did not depart from them. I was also blameless before him, and I kept myself from iniquity. Therefore, the Lord has recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to my cleanness in his eyes. With the merciful, you will show yourself merciful. With a blameless man, you will show yourself blameless. With the pure, you will show yourself pure. And with the devious, you will show yourself shrewd. You will save the humble people, but your eyes are on the haughty, that you may bring them down. In these verses, we have several moral principles that operate in God's moral universe. The Lord rewards righteous living is one of those principles that we see here in verses 21 through 25. Righteous living means doing the right thing in all the various situations and circumstances of life. Do we do the right thing? Or do we constantly have to learn the hard way? Now, the biggest question here in these verses, of course, is how David could claim he was doing the right thing when we know he was involved in adultery and murder. The key is in verse 1. We see that David wrote this song before his great sins of adultery and murder. David here is specifically referring to his time when King Saul was wrongly trying to capture him and kill him. David had done no wrong. He was blameless. Another moral principle that we see here in these verses is you reap what you sow, verses 26 and 27. If you sow kindness and purity, you will reap kindness and purity. And if you sow deceit, God will allow you to be deceived. In verse 28, we see the moral principle that the proud will be humbled. Have you ever experienced that moral principle yourself? Believers should praise the Lord for his principles. Doctrinal point number 3. Believers should praise the Lord for his enablement. Believers should praise the Lord for his enablement. Verses 29 through 46. For you are my lamp, O Lord. The Lord shall enlighten my darkness. For by you I can run against a troop. By my God I can leap over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all who trust in him. For who is God except the Lord? And who is a rock except our God? God is my strength and power, and he makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like the feet of deer and sets me on my high places. He teaches my hands to make war so that my arms can bend a bow of bronze. You have also given me the shield of your salvation. Your gentleness has made me great. You enlarged my path under me so my feet did not slip. I have pursued my enemies and destroyed them. Neither did I turn back again till they were destroyed. And I have destroyed them and wounded them, so that they could not rise. They have fallen under my feet. For you have armed me with strength for the battle. You have subdued under me those who rose against me. You have also given me the necks of my enemies, so that I destroyed those who hated me. They looked, but there was none to save, even to the Lord, but he did not answer them. Then I beat them as fine as the dust of the earth. I trod them like dirt in the streets, and I spread them out. You have also delivered me from the strivings of my people. You have kept me as the head of the nations. A people I have not known shall serve me. The foreigners submit to me. As soon as they hear, they obey me. The foreigners fade away and come frightened from their hideouts. These verses sound a lot like Philippians 4:13 in the New Testament, don't they? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now remember, in the context of Philippians 4:13, Paul was not talking about jumping off cliffs or scoring touchdowns in football or making $1 million. No, he was talking about being enabled to endure any and all circumstances and situations and tests that the Lord calls us to go through. We can do it because the Lord enables us. That's what David is saying here in 2 Samuel chapter 22. Whatever circumstances and situations, whatever enemy plans and plots, whatever temptations and tests, the Lord enables us to be and to do what he's called us to be and to do. He makes our feet steady like the feet of deer in the mountains, verse 34. He trains our hands for spiritual battle, verse 35. He gives us a solid foundation and footing, verse 37. He girds us with strength for spiritual warfare, verse 40. He subdues all enemies attacking us, verses 41 through 43. He enables us to rise above the verbal abuse and bad-mouthing even of fellow believers, verse 44. Believers should praise the Lord for his enablement. Now let's look at a further practical application in verses 47 through 51. Let's give the Lord all the credit. Let's give the Lord all the credit. Verses 47 through 51. The Lord lives. Blessed be my rock. Let God be exalted, the rock of my salvation. It is God who avenges me and subdues the peoples under me. He delivers me from my enemies. You also lift me up above those who rise against me. You have delivered me from the violent man. Therefore, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the Gentiles, and sing praises to your name. He is the tower of salvation to his king, and shows mercy to his anointed, to David and his descendants forevermore. Notice how David gives all praise and credit to the Lord for every victory and accomplishment in his life. Think of all the times that David could have claimed the key to victory was his own skill in using a slingshot, for example, or his own athletic ability and agility, as when he escaped from King Saul's spear more than once. But David gave all credit to the Lord, and so should we. David recognized the truth of 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7, long before it was written. 1 Corinthians 4, 7. And what do you have that you did not receive? Now, if you did indeed receive it, why do you boast as if you had not received it? 1 Corinthians 4, 7. Let's be more like David in 2 Samuel chapter 22. Let's give the Lord all the credit.